Hey guys!
Hi everyone!
Welcome to our
big
epic adventure! And today we have a special guest!
Yeah.
We have Audrey Stanley with us today.
Hi! Hi guys!
This
Audrey is one of our undisclosed work location co-workers.
Yeah.
And we're literally so excited to have her on the podcast. We have so many things to talk about. And
so many
not
things.
Enough time to do it.
No.
And also, I have a little surprise for those of you that have been asking.
Everyone has been asking.
To do some astrology. I'm just going to go over the basics for everybody, but hopefully it'll give you guys a little bit more of an insight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you guys some like apps and websites and things that you can use to search out your own information. I will say before we get started, F-U-C-K, co-star.
I do not like co-star. Why?
And I tell everyone, whenever I see co-star on a phone, I say no. Because they don't use like astrologers to get their information. They use like AI robots.
Oh,
so it's
are
like
you for real?
It's like taking money away from astrologers. Yeah. So, and the way that they create their algorithm and everything isn't always the most accurate thing.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna say that right now. I will give you guys another list of apps at the end of the episode when I'm doing the segment. And because we actually have brainstorming today, and we have a special guest. It's been weeks.
I'm
because
dead.
We have been a little scrambled,
well,
but and we've had some crazy times.
We've had some crazy times
because last week was my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Yay. And let me just say, so I did have like a me and Gavinator, my roommate. We had a little get together with like all of our different friends, and I was so anxious, like literally before everybody started getting there, I was like hyperventilating. I was like, I don't know how everybody's gonna like mix with everybody else.
I hate doing those parties.
Like,
yeah.
And I, like in
it
my
makes
soul,
me so bad
I want to be like a host.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want a big house so I can host all my friends. Like, but thinking about my friends actually being there and interacting with
it's
each
terrible.
Other and
yeah.
not just me, I'm like,
you don't know if they're gonna mesh or
exactly.
not.
Exactly,
right.
But.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, Marky Nation stands strong together. And
we
do. Everybody truly got along really well.
It's also like this group of people, I feel like anyone that's friends with you is like you don't just be friends with everyone.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
Do have, I'm like a vibe curator with my friends. I do have very like, I don't know. I can just tell. My friend
aura,
Izzy.
I feel
yeah.
like.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. I feel like my friend Izzy just told me this when I saw her 2 weeks ago. She was like, I need you to meet some of my friends because I feel like you're very good at being able to judge character really quickly.
Oh, shit.
Not that I, like, judge someone, like, judging a book by its cover. It's
right.
more like.
If you talk to them for a little
like
bit.
A Pisces,
yeah.
Like,
yes, exactly. Me and Audrey are both Pisces. I was just going to bring
season.
That up.
Yeah.
I feel like Pisces are very good at like observing body language, especially in how you speak to other people.
Oh yeah. Mm.
And I feel that's where I get most of like if I'm gonna be able to stand the person that I'm around, like
Dead.
By how they speak to other people and their body language.
Mm.
And it's really hard, like only a few people have been able to like change my mind on like my first impression of them because usually
mm-hmm.
my first impression is like spot on.
Yeah.
But
okay.
other than that, let's... Oh, because we were talking about my birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was so... It was just amazing. And on my actual birthday, I went out to eat with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw Dune 2 with
yes.
Zayden. And it was amazing. And I don't think I talked about it last week.
I don't think so either.
Because I saw it after... Wait, did I? No, I was going to go see it, wasn't I?
Mm.
I was about to go see it. And we're going to go see it again. Well,
yes.
I'm going to go see it again, and I'm bringing Chloe along with me. And she's about to have her mind blown, truly. And so I won't
Exploded.
Say too much on that because I don't want to spoil it for her. Also,
Okay, but does what Austin else? Butler sound like Elvis? And it does.
No, he was he let go of it, but okay, I, wow. he grasped another accent.
Oh
no! Well, I like, watched his like when what's it called? Hot Ones video.
Oh yeah,
where they eat the wings.
Yeah,
and at the beginning he was doing the Elvis accent for like a while, and then he when he was like eating the hot wings, he was like kind of got rid of it a little bit. And I was like, okay, Austin, way to open up.
Show us who you really are. That is crazy.
Like, I remember him from like Disney.
Dude,
he like, was. Did you ever watch Hannah the Carrie Montana Diaries? Episode? It was on Netflix, I think.
I think.
Dude, that was the best show ever.
The Carrie Diaries.
Yeah.
What was?
And
it,
he
like,
was in it.
It was like a drama.
Yeah, it was and about it this teenage like, girl. And
from how long ago?
I don't remember, but she was like a designer or something, and it was cool.
Yeah,
I kind of forget
like the
about
love
it.
Interest.
Yeah,
T. Mm-hmm.
But he was my crush since Hannah Montana. When
oh
he was
my god,
on that.
Yeah, same. I like, thought
please.
He was so hot.
No,
I was like, oh my god,
I'm dead.
Same. I was like, okay.
I totally forgot about that episode because I would like watch Hannah Montana like in private in my basement, so my parents wouldn't find out I was watching. Because they were always like, right. "Really, you're watching Hannah Montana?"
Yeah.
And I totally forgot about that episode, and I saw a clip of it, and all the memories rushed back to me. It
dude,
was
I love
was
that
it on
show.
iCarly too, I swear.
I think
like a,
so.
He was like a special guest or something.
I think he was a special guest on like a bunch of random stuff.
Yeah, he
and then
had like his,
he never
his acting debut was just like being a side character for
yeah,
so many
yeah,
random shows.
Yeah.
Especially like the like the Netflix. I mean, not Netflix, Disney and Nickelodeon shows.
Yeah. Mm. Along with Dune 2, I also, after watching that movie, I laid in bed and I said, I need to read a book. I've never felt this genuinely. I haven't read a book since I was 15 years old.
Like,
willingly like
read
Dune? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I
honestly,
just need
I'll read
to
it
read
with you. I have one goal this year is to read a book.
Yay! I literally just got it in the mail from my, my sister got it for me for
wow,
my birthday. She was like,
kind.
What do you want? And I was like, oh my gosh, I had the urge to read a book the other day, and she was like, okay, I'll get you that book. I said, yay! Well, it really...
I might
like,
listen to
the
audio
book. It's not the fact that I hate reading. It's like, it's so hard for me to find a book that I'll actually be interested
in.
No, me
too.
Same, my ADHD. Like,
exactly.
I read it, and then I completely like forgot that I even read it. And I'm
yeah,
like,
and you have to go back over and over and over.
Yeah, just keep reading it until I actually process what I just read.
And, but, like,
and then I'm like,
you...
okay, now I just read two pages in...
There's 20 more left in the chapter.
Yeah.
Like, and, but, like, once I get into a book, like, I can get, like, enthralled with it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like the only book, this is so corny, the only book that I've been able to read like that was Simon versus the Homo Sapiens Agenda. Love, Simon.
Love
like genuinely it's only because it was a gay book.
That was so
funny. Listen, I used to be able to watch Magic Treehouse. That was my
come on. Is that Jamie Jones?
I would pretend to read Magic Treehouse in bed so my mom thought I was reading.
I'm dead, that's me.
All I can remember is like they were like in the woods and they'd go up in this treehouse and then I would clock out for the rest of the book.
They'd just be somewhere random.
Yeah,
like,
someone
they
named
would
Morgana,
like transport.
Morgana.
No idea. Don't
Morgana?
Know that.
Morgana?
Who?
That's I remember that name. If you guys know who Morgana is from the Magic Treehouse series, please let me know.
Maybe I didn't read it correctly.
I probably thought it was like I thought that that name was pronounced way differently probably when I was reading it.
Yeah.
I think it was supposed to be like Merlin.
Oh.
Merlin, maybe.
What?
I think I'm getting
why
all twisted.
Say Morgana?
No, I remember that.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, because there's a wizard that lives in the treehouse.
That's what I thought. He was always like this like mystical like dude or something.
Exactly.
Like
I was like, what's this old man doing in the corner? So there's this 56-year-old woman here.
Come on.
Oh god. So I'm reading a book. Which is insane for me to say. And also...
I have to call him out.
Me?
Yeah.
You had to go on
well,
me.
Well, on
oh,
your
no.
birthday, we were supposed to... I was supposed to come over and go
oh,
out
I
after.
Know.
I'm not really calling you out. That's valid.
Yeah.
But I got cookies and chips and stuff for that day.
But it worked out.
Mm-hmm. But I got new cookies because...
Those cookies were amazing.
What kind of cookies?
They were Kroger bakery cookies, like chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip, yeah.
And it's so, I don't know how they do it.
Kroger.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Wow. I don't know how they do it. They got the crunch and the chewy.
No, me neither, because it's ages away, but I was getting alcohol.
I just went to Aldi again today. I went to Aldi again.
Oh, I love Aldi's.
I got their like pre-made meal stuff, and I had one for lunch today.
Was it good?
It was good.
Okay.
And the chicken wasn't like overcooked or anything.
Not dry.
I thought it was gonna be like dry, but they tell you to put a wet paper towel on it in the microwave when you're heating it up. So I think that might have helped. There's a little hack for you guys. Put a wet paper towel on your
Interesting.
Shout
out the moist paper towels.
Yeah. And
come on.
The only other thing. Oh, I feel like I'm forgetting to say something. The only other thing that I have to say about my last week that I had was me and my nephew Leo, the one who stole the competition for earliest March birthday, are synced up. We are. I was driving there to see him for the first time ever yesterday at 1 o'clock. I'm driving up the highway on 75. And Matilda by Harry Styles comes on.
Oh my God, I just started bawling. I cry.
And I don't usually cry to that song. And like the tears just started flowing.
Wow.
And then it's Waiting Room by Phoebe Bridgers came on right after that. And then it got worse and worse. And I was like, oh my God, I'm crying so much.
And then I realized
I didn't cry on my birthday. And I usually do. So I'm like this emotional. Solar return release didn't get completed. Probably because I was so anxious about everybody coming over. Yeah. I wasn't even thinking about it. And then I get to Maddie's house, my sister. And I walk in and they were like, oh, thank God you just missed all the crying that Leo just did. And while I was there, he was such an angel. He didn't even cry. Like, I held him for like an hour. My sister was like, that's the longest anyone has been able to hold him without him crying. And I literally just sat there and held him for like an hour. And I was like,
you
me
guys
and this
are
baby
connected.
Are linked. We're linked up, truly.
Wow.
Yeah.
The crying and then crying when it stopped, when you got there. Mm-hmm. Stop crying when it stopped. Whoa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
so
crazy.
So that was really crazy for me. But yeah.
But I will say that I had a really good time at your birthday party.
Yeah, I'm so
fun.
Glad.
I wish you could have been there.
Well, you had your own things going on, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to tell that story since Chloe has no idea?
Oh, it's a crazy story. So I went to Florida for spring break. I went to Boca Raton right above Fort Lauderdale. And I thought it was going to be the best time ever. We planned this out like months ahead. And it was going to be me and my roommates, just my two roommates. And so we went, and the first day was like amazing. We did so many cool things, but we were waiting for like the next couple of days to come around because the weather was going to get better.
Shit.
But the weather was kind of crappy when I was there.
That's so sad.
But yeah, near like the end of the night.
This is still the first day?
Yeah, this is still the first day. Well, the first technical day that we got there, it was like at night because we got off the plane and we went to bed. But the first day, the next day, it was, again, great day. And, oh my gosh. We were drinking all night. We got a lot of alcohol. We were getting wine and margarita mixes and Bacardi mixed drinks and stuff. Drinking from like 12 p.m. to 12, like 12 hours straight. And my one roommate went to bed and took a nap, and me and my other roommate were doing stuff, and we're out on the balcony, and we get in a fight with the people in the balcony below us.
No.
They're yelling at us.
Why?
Because they said that we were being loud.
Oh,
but
please.
My drunk ass, I was like, oh my gosh, like, why are you yelling at me? I'm outside. I can be allowed outside. I'm not doing anything inside my room. Like, I'm on the balcony. Are you serious? And like, I don't know. I was just out of it. I kept getting so, like, upset. And I was just being goofy. And I literally, walked downstairs. And I start knocking on the dude's door.
No.
Oh, my God. Not. She didn't tell me any of this far.
Looking back, I definitely shouldn't have done this because this
was just,
like.
Did they answer the door?
No. He was, screaming at me. And I was like, oh, okay. And then my roommates come down and they're, like, dragging me to, like, go. And the lady at the front desk, she's like, Audrey, you just just go back to your room. It'll be okay. And I'm like, wait, how does she know my name? I'm like, why is everybody taking me away? Like, I just couldn't process anything in the moment.
Yeah.
But we went back up, and I called my friend, and I'm just, like, going at it, just complaining about what happened on the balcony. But my roommates are so mad at me because they think that we're going to get kicked out. And I'm like, we are not getting kicked out. And we just kept bickering over that. And my one roommate comes out on the balcony. She starts yelling at me. And we start, like, pushing each other.
No.
On the balcony?
Yeah,
it was. Oh, my God.
I'm not going to name names. Okay, okay,
Fear.
We kind of got into it a little bit. And then she locked me on the balcony. I was, like, banging on the door. I was like, let me out. Why did you lock me in? And so she let me in. And they are, like, barricading the front door to, like, get out of the, you know.
So you can't leave.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I
really,
that's crazy. Like, move them out of the way, and I literally just, like, ran away. I had no shoes on. I did not have my phone or anything. I just, like, ran away. And I went to, like, this hotel next door, and I was just so upset. I was just sitting there just trying to, like, collect my thoughts and stuff. And then I was like, okay, I need to go back up. But also to mention, whenever I was running away, some dude tried picking me up. And
what?
What?
He was like, what are you doing? Is there anything wrong? I look at him, and I was like, back off, like, leave me alone.
I'm dead.
Stop.
I'm dead.
And that's when I, like,
hit. I wonder if you didn't react like that it would have been, like,
it could have been really
a bad situation.
Really fast.
Yeah.
No, I know, it was just so many things at once that could have been bad. But I ended up going back up, and I couldn't find my roommates anywhere, and they locked me out. Like, I couldn't go back
of your
in.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then so I, like, I'm trying to, like, walk towards, like, and it's really bad because I can't really remember some things because
right.
I was, like, genuinely, like, blacked out. It
but
was kind of
we've
bad.
All been there.
Yeah.
Of course.
Especially, like, when you don't know what's going on, and then it makes you more scared.
Yeah, and you think
out.
That your roommates would have, like, been more understanding
for
no,
like,
the fact that you were done
is, like,
for.
No one, like, sat me down or just tried to calm me down and been like, Audrey, you need to calm down.
Like,
listen
yeah. this
like,
is what's
yeah,
happening.
No one calmed me down. They were just yelling at me, bickering with me. And when I'm drunk like that, like, out of my mind, you know, like, I'm going to tweak out. Like,
yeah.
I'm literally going to tweak out.
Like, Gavinator I'm going to yell.
Can be the same way.
So,
Gavinator.
I ended up talking to these cops that came up to me. It was these two men. And I literally start, like, cussing them out.
No.
this like, random, these cops these, just.
Because they, I didn't know at the time who called the cops on me. I thought it was my roommates. So but I apparently it was the guy below us that I got into it with.
Mm.
And I was like, whatever. And I'm, like, cussing them out. I was like, what do you want from me? Like I didn't do anything illegal. I was just, oh, I was being so stupid. I was like, I studied criminology. I know my rights, and I did nothing illegal. You can't do anything to me right now. Even though they weren't going to do anything to
they
me.
Were they were literally just standing
there. Yeah, they were just,
they're like that standing emoji.
I'm dead.
They
like,
were just
okay.
so confused. They were like, we're trying to just figure out what's going on. I'm like, well, I got to fight with my roommate, and we, like, she's putting her hands on me and stuff. And he was like, well, do you want to press charges? And I was like, no,
no.
I don't. And he's like, then stop talking about it. It's on camera. I was like, okay,
oh,
okay.
Oh, true.
And then, but then he was just talking things out with me, and they ended up getting a key for my roommates to get a different, like, room in the Airbnb hotel thing. And so they did that, and I went to bed. A lot of it, again, is just so foggy. I can't remember much. But I remember waking up the next morning, and I looked
How
at their snap over? Maps. They were at the airport. They left
they
me.
They left?
They left me in Florida alone by myself. After the first...
That's why
what
when I saw your note
hell?
About going on vacation alone, I was like, Audrey has the story for this.
I went on vacation alone for spring break, and it was
Did you
so,
stay there?
Yeah, I stayed the whole whole time until Friday. It was so boring, though.
I can't believe they left.
I know. I'm like, I was texting them that whole morning. I was like, why did you guys leave me? Like, why didn't you just come up to the room and talk to me the next day? Like, things could have been fine. And I called my other roommate about it because our other roommate couldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, like, so upset. She's like, no matter what happened, they should not have left you at all.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
Especially in the state that, like, you could have woken up in the middle of the night and, like, gotten sick or something.
Yeah.
Or, like,
literally
like,
or
choked.
Or, like, laying on your back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
like,
it was bad. Mm-hmm. And usually, like, I don't, like, black out or, like, forget things when I'm drunk like that. Like,
yeah.
That's, like, a very, very, very rare thing for me. I always mm-hmm. remember everything. But that was, like, the first night that I realized. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I really went over my limit mm-hmm. really bad.
That's
because I was
terrible.
Drinking for 12 hours. I was mixing drinks and stuff. Yeah. And,
especially
because it was the first day of spring break.
But
like,
also, like,
on.
You all were doing it together. And then, like
yeah.
when something like that happens to my friends, I'm like... okay, it's like to, let's lay down
let's
or
cut
something
you off.
Yeah,
well, like that's what I was just about to say, like there was nobody telling you that you were doing too much.
Exactly.
Like
no there was no
and
issues
it's not,
at all
it's not
and I guess it's like not their job
exactly
to do that.
It's not necessarily their responsibility, but like
yeah
that's
I feel
what
like
good friends
any,
do I think.
Exactly anybody in that situation would yeah. have like gone out of their way to make sure that you're okay.
Yeah, and it's different for me because I felt so hurt knowing that they're my roommates too.
Yeah.
Like I live with these people, and the yeah. fact that they just ditched me like that, like I lost
I can't believe they
so
just
much
left.
Trust in them.
Yeah,
you know?
Seriously.
Like I don't know how to feel.
Do
about
they pay
it.
For the hotel for like
we
holidays?
All did? Yeah, we split everything and the tickets, and then they bought new plane tickets. I'm like, you guys didn't have to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, could have just left with me. Like you could have just came back. And you know, the next morning, I apologized for everything. I was like, listen, I never wanted any of this to happen. I didn't want to
yeah.
cause any scene. I didn't want us to get kicked out or anything. But it's just the fact that, like, no one wanted to help me was just
yeah.
upsetting, you know?
And when you're in that state, there's, like, nothing, like, if I was in that state, there's nothing I can do, really. Besides,
yeah.
like, I don't even know what I'm doing.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, you're not even thinking
yeah,
straight. Like
exactly. And I know I did wrong things, mm-hmm. but... I owned up for it the next day, and I was
right.
like, if it's not too late for you guys, because they were still at the airport, and I didn't know when they were leaving. I was like,
yeah.
you can still feel free to come back. Like, I can get you an Uber if you want to come back and mm-hmm. just finish off the vacation. Like, do you really want to leave Florida? Like, it's been one day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, we just don't feel comfortable. And I'm like, oh, that rubbed
what?
Me the wrong way.
Well, it's kind of, it also is
I'm
frustrating.
Like,
you had
me.
One,
yeah.
you had one bad night and they were willing to
just
drop you
me.
Like that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like,
have
I
you talked to them since coming back?
Like, we've texted a little bit, mainly when I was on vacation, mm. but ever since I've been back, we haven't talked, any of us.
Mm.
None of us have talked
whoa.
At all.
I would
and
say
you know
give it a little
crazier?
Bit.
It's crazier. Oh my gosh, I got back from vacation. Sorry, just a little side note, but I got back. My entire carpet in my room was soaking wet.
What?
Like, it
what?
Was, like, as if someone dumped buckets of water on my carpet. Like, it was that
why?
Soggy. I was putting towels and towels and towels on. Like, five towels, and it was still sopping wet.
What?
And it was just, like, all around my bed. And it nothing was on my ceiling. Nothing was around my window or anything. And I was so confused. And I asked him, I was like, does anyone know, like, why my carpet is soaking wet right now? No one had a clue about anything. They're like, oh, maybe it's the cats. And I'm like, there is no
what?
Way a cat could possibly pee that on
yeah,
the amount of
cats
yeah.
are dehydrated.
Did it even
as
smell
it
like
is.
Piss?
No, it smelled like mildew.
Oh.
It was disgusting. And I had to have maintenance come out and fix it and stuff. Which
oh.
they literally just moved everything from under my bed and put a fan on it.
Don't piss me off.
I know. Like, so now I have to like clean it. I don't even know how to clean it because now my carpet smells like mildew.
Yeah.
And how is it and not in anyone
my,
else's
my
room?
My friend has like a carpet cleaner if you want me to
oh,
come over.
That
something.
Would be amazing.
Mm. It's like one of the it's like one of the vacuum ones where you can like
does it
woo!
Suck up the water too?
Yeah.
Like when it cleans it? Oh, that would be mm-hmm. so amazing. I need that right now.
That's crazy.
Oh, I'll
like,
ask her about it.
Yeah.
I'm just like
but that whole
thrown.
Story is fucking insane.
Yeah.
I know. I'm thrown right now. I don't
that was
even
my spring break. But I still had a good time when I was alone, you know. Mm-hmm. I because they left all the alcohol I finished. I had a couple cigarettes, you know,
yeah.
on the balcony. You know, I went to the pool and I went and ate at a couple restaurants.
Did the weather get better?
A little bit, but majority of the time it was raining. Mm. I was like, oh, this sucks.
That's
but
really frustrating.
I just remember like it was like the last day. I was like, screw it. You know, I'm alone and this is my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started blaring some like music in the club, you know.
Yeah.
And I was finishing off my drinks and stuff. And I was just out on the balcony dancing by myself.
Yes.
I was like, let's get
you
lit.
You make the most
no,
of
it. No, I swear
I
to God.
To. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was a good time.
Well,
yeah.
I had that note in the thing because I went on a camping trip by myself last year. And it was the most amazing time I've ever had because I didn't care about anyone. I was like just by myself and I was chill and I could do whatever I wanted at any time.
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
You know, I went to Petoskey State Park in Michigan.
And you just Was it just like on the whim, or are you just gonna go camping? I reserved a campsite.
Oh, and then I just put up a tent, and then
that would be so fun
there.
To go camping. Dude, it was just kind of camping. It was only like kind of sucky in Florida because
I didn't plan it. That was just because in that area
there were so many things that like I wanted to do that kind of required a kind of like group of friends. Yeah. You know, like we go to the bar or something, or going to the beach or something. Because yeah. I was also like super broke at the time because we were spending so much money there that like I couldn't keep up with like all the Ubering everywhere, Ubering to the beach and stuff. Like, because we were split the split all of that when we were going to Uber.
True. Right.
But I had to pay for all of it, you know? So it was icky. But camping would be so fun.
Dude.
Like, I would totally do that. I would love to go down to Tennessee. It's where I'm from, Roots.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I'm from Bristol, Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah. Born and raised there. Yeah.
Born and raised there.
Shout out Bristol, Tennessee. Love NASCAR.
I know.
I'm dead. That's everything.
That's crazy. I'm a little scared of camping, so I don't know.
Maybe not Tennessee, because the Appalachian Mountains are kind of scary.
The cryptids that are there.
If you hear it, if you see it, no, you didn't. Mm.
I'm learning so much about you today, Audrey. Yes. I had no idea.
I'm done. Yeah.
This is too great. I'm quiet
at work sometimes, because I'm just like...
Work makes me want to die.
Yeah, literally.
And we indulge a little bit in some things sometimes. Yeah. And
of course.
They make us go a little nonverbal.
A little me.
Yeah.
Some of us more than others, but...
Possibly me. Yeah.
You know how things get at the non-disclosed work location.
When you're working to like midnight. And it's
like, don't piss me off.
Later sometimes.
Yeah. Can we also talk about how when they changed the hours?
Yeah.
Like... Why they didn't do it recently, but why they change it to 11 p.m.
Yeah. I know.
I would never forgive them for that.
No, me neither. Why'd they ask no one?
No, yeah. Like, who came up with that?
They just started scheduling me until midnight, and I was like, wait, I'm used to
it. Wait, what's happening? What's happening?
10:30 nights?
Do you remember, like, getting off at, like, 10 or so?
I know. Like, 10:30, please.
Especially if you're... Like,
and then you still have the chance to go out with your friends if you want to.
Yes!
And a lot of us like to go out, so like we're all just like miserable. And
I mean, we're in college; it's the weekend. you should be able to.
We're all college students. Mm-hmm. We all have classes in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, why would they ask no
one? How about they have the old people that want it to be open until 11 p.m. up in there serving them college kids?
That's what I'm saying, Byron. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I called him out. Also, I'm pissed at him for the nose piercing things.
I'm not taking mine out. I don't care what he can.
Should I wear a mask?
Rip it out himself. Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Like, why would this come out? I've ruined.
I'm like, this
they
is
clamped
this,
together.
I swear
it's not
about,
coming out.
This is less likely to come out than my fucking earrings.
Exactly.
Do you guys have
the clear ones?
The ones that like will go in? No.
No.
I don't have any.
That is like.
And I work this week, and I'm scared.
That is so frustrating.
But he doesn't work on weekends, so I'm like, maybe I can get away with it.
I know. So that's my thoughts, too. But I work on Friday
nights. And if he does,
he's
only there until, like, 3.
What?
If he does work the weekends, he's only there till like, 3 or 4.
Yeah,
so.
I don't even come until, like, 4.
And also, like, EcoSure.
That pisses me off.
And
EcoSure, I was there when EcoSure was there. And then he didn't care.
And that was a Friday. So, like, Saturday, Sunday, like, none of, like, field leaders don't come in. Mm. Our GM doesn't come in.
Okay, but why? Also,
I mean,
the
I'm
text
cool with
in
it,
the chat.
Wait, I didn't see
I was
it.
Like,
who
was so
it like really passive aggressive?
Yeah, she was like, Byron does not care.
She said this. This is a new uniform policy. Starting tomorrow, everyone's nose rings need to be out. Byron doesn't care about any reasons why you can't take it out. Just take it out.
I see.
That's like total BS because
like what are you talking about?
I remember them threatening about it like before, like I think maybe last year or something.
Yeah.
And I talked to like my GM at my old store, my old AGM, and they were like, they can't do that. Like every single manager at my old store has so many nose rings. Like everyone has a septum there.
Yeah, even Rachel.
Yeah.
Who's
yeah,
been at for like 6 years.
Yeah.
She was like, are they going to reimburse me for the money that I spent on it?
I swear to God.
So,
it pisses me off.
You gotta pay me extra.
But...
Because it causes me so much rage.
Yeah. Also, I saw an ice cream truck today.
Oh.
Yeah, I was laying in my bed, reading my book, and I heard a faint little music sound coming from my window. And I was like, that's kind of scary. What is that noise? Because it's like... And I was like that
it's
weird.
It's terrible.
Yeah. And I go out my window. I'm like looking around and I see this like 1986 white box truck with its side window open that says ice cream. And then the back of it says, please watch your kids. And I'm like, this is terrifying.
What
child would want to run up to that truck and get some ice cream? Yeah. I feel like I've never seen an ice cream truck out in the wild, though.
Why don't they like update them or something? Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Yeah, what? Like that one used to come around my neighborhood all the time.
Is it the same one?
I think so.
Oh my, that's kind of crazy.
And I used to get it all the time when I was little.
I kind of wish they were more of a frequent thing because like it is kind of a fun idea.
I
like
think so
to have
too.
Just a truck that goes around town giving away ice cream. But it's also really scary.
Yeah.
The music.
Yeah. Like, and the way that like when I was a child
blasting,
I would just
like JoJo
run.
Siwa.
What?
They need to be blasting like JoJo Siwa.
No, they do not.
Not that like creepy music they were playing.
Well, maybe.
Or like BTS or something.
But like it's the way that I would like hear it from my backyard and then run as fast as I can to go
no
get
money.
Still,
yeah.
No, I would
I
run
would
inside.
Run up and make him stop and wait for
I'd
me.
I'd be like,
so
one
I can
second.
Go get money. I'd be like, can you stay here? I would make them wait there for like 20 minutes.
I swear.
Like, don't
and then
go
beg
anywhere.
My mom for money.
One time, whenever.
Then I'm running across the street.
Whenever I was a kid, my sister, my oldest sister at the time who passed away, she like stole the ice cream truck and she was driving it around the neighborhood.
What?
She wasn't even old enough to drive yet either.
What? That is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
She
Did she
iconic.
Get in trouble?
No.
That's crazy.
So
was
funny.
She was she giving away the ice cream?
No, she was just driving around.
I'm dead. I'm so dead. That's so funny.
The only time that I ever like had ice cream from an ice cream truck was like at T-ball games when they would come around, and then I had like the SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Yes.
That one sometimes comes out in the summer and will be parked outside the bars downtown.
Oh.
Do they sell
lit.
Those ice cream pops or whatever at the store?
Which one? The SpongeBob ones?
The SpongeBob ones?
They might at like a gas station, I feel like. I feel like they would.
Because I kind of want to try it now that I'm
Have
old.
You guys been to the ice cream places in town?
I've been to Eric's. I don't like ice cream, though.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's fair.
I don't like
I'm allergic.
Yeah, you guys are.
I feel like ice cream is genuinely the worst type of dairy to eat because it's like all the sugar and the milk.
If you go to the Frosty Fair down by the fairgrounds.
It's called the Frosty Fair?
It's called the Frosty Fair.
Oh.
And they have this thing called a fruit freeze, and it's, like, dairy-free.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I do like a
like
good...
Like sorbet.
Yeah, I like a mango
slushies.
Or strawberry sorbet. Really
well, they change it.
Sorbet.
They change it every week. Mm. So,
oh, is
like,
it like
the flavor.
Dole Whip?
Yeah.
I love Dole Whip. Dole Whip's really good.
So, I would beg my mom to get it every day. And then, when I was little, when I was coming home from gymnastics, we'd go and get it whatever it was a new flavor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was lit. My favorite is strawberry.
Is it only open during the fair?
No.
Oh.
It's open during the summer. I think it's open now.
Where
it opens
is
in
it?
March. It's by the fairgrounds.
Oh.
If you've ever been on that side of town.
Yeah.
That it's like that neighborhood next to it is my old neighborhood that I used to live at when I was younger. So we used to walk over there and get ice cream.
That is so fun.
Yes.
Living out in the country, we never got to indulge in those kinds of things.
You live in the country?
Sure.
Way out. Well, not really way out in the country, but like the nearest ice cream shop was like 20 minutes probably.
Oh my God.
I used to live out in the country too when I first moved to Ohio. And we lived like deep in the woods. Like we had no neighbors. Like it was this big, long gravel driveway that just took you up in these like thick woods. I was like,
I'm
what
dead.
Is this? I was so
What's
scared.
What's going on?
Because I was like a kid when I moved to Ohio. And I was like, what? Also, a side note, I was so scared when I first moved to Ohio because my mom was showing me pictures of Ohio. And she was showing me a bunch of pictures of Amish people. And I thought we were like going back in time to like the 1800s.
Help
I
me.
Was like, wait, how is this possible? Wait, why are we moving there? I was so
Ohioans are living in like the 1860s right now.
Yeah. I literally thought.
It makes me feel so weird when I go into Amish country.
That's
and
I've never been to Amish country
that's
in Ohio.
I'm
You're actually from there?
I don't live in the town, but we live in like the outside town. Mm-hmm. And my mom works in Amish country.
OMG.
There's like a big corporate like company in there.
That's wild.
Yeah, so I always have to drive through. When I go
where
home.
Is it? Where yeah, is
she make bang?
Okay,
where's Amish country?
It's like
it's like 3 hours away. It's
yeah.
So I live like below Canton, Ohio, and it's around like Baltic, Sugar Creek, Walnut Creek. It's all
okay, I've heard of
everything
that.
Creek.
Those creeks.
We went to
sound Amish.
We went to Amish country in Indiana to get my little puppy.
Yeah, they breed a lot of dogs.
They breed
dogs. I tried
dogs.
To get a dog one time, and I called them, and it was like $400.
I have no idea how much you've made.
They make bank. Amish people make bank. Because they sell so much stuff. They sell so much
food.
Yeah, and
what are they doing
clothes.
With their money? What do they do with it?
Exactly.
Mm.
That's crazy.
I don't know. That's the thing. They're probably like secret millionaires.
They probably give it all to this one guy. They probably give it all to this one big guy. Yeah. And then he has just
maybe
well,
like farming equipment too. I don't
they
know.
Give it to the church for sure.
Oh,
maybe that.
Absolutely.
Maybe that.
Also, there's one more thing I have to talk about before we get into astrology. And it's Ariana Grande's new album.
Miss Ari Grande.
Let me just say, I went into this album very skeptical.
Me too.
Because the last album I liked from Ariana Grande was Sweetener.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was very life-changing for me because it was like, I don't know, it was like the first pop album I was actually like, wow, I could listen to this over and over and over. Because I've only been exposed to like radio pop at the time. And after that, when Thank You Next came out, I was like, okay. And then Positions came out, and I was like, come on.
But
this era of Ariana Grande is next level.
Mm.
And I'm just very glad that I did like it because I was really worried. I was very hateful going into the listening. I was like, this is going to be really... Because, yes, and I was like, your first single after a while is going to be a sample
from
Madonna. But it worked out.
Mm.
And my friends on my birthday, we listened to We Can't Be Friends like 3 times in a row.
Yeah.
It's so good. And the music video was so amazing and sad and good. So...
I only listened to it once, but I was like in the car driving, so I wasn't really paying attention.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna listen to it yesterday,
so I need to listen
to
it again.
Sister. Yeah, I know. I do need to before I can give a really full in-depth review. I do need to listen to it again.
But my first thoughts were that like a lot of them sounded very similar,
And I think it's because
she's singing in like a higher voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like, and she's like the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she definitely.
No,
has
definitely.
A style.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like she didn't really. She doesn't like you know when Bang.
Yeah.
She hits like more full notes, and I feel like she
this
doesn't
is like
really,
very airy.
Yeah,
like,
she's very. Focused on the whistle tones, I feel
I think so too.
And
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, I know.
In my opinion,
I love the beats.
In my opinion,
like,
yeah.
Honestly, the way that
the
songs are produced, like, whoa.
Like, wow.
And I feel like it was very focused on trying to make sure all the songs flowed together.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that might have taken a little bit away from the album because, like, each song can't really stand alone. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I will probably give a better review of it once I listen again, but just know that I do like it. I'm not an Arianator hater anymore, but aside from her character,
I don't know how I feel about that woman.
Yeah, I know.
Is she still dating that like SpongeBob guy?
Yeah, Ethan.
They're
Slater.
Still dating. That's what I kept thinking about the whole time that
the
I was listening.
Boy is mine. You can keep him.
You can keep him. I swear to God.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on Selena and Benny?
That's
like I don't.
I asked
we just talked
night.
About
we
it.
We just talked about it.
I don't know. Like I see his TikToks, and he just seems like kind of cringe. I don't know.
I think he seems like cringe too, but he's also like a millennial, so
it's
probably that
and
millennial
Selena's
cringe.
Also millennial.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know. I don't want to say too much about his appearance because
he's definitely has to be a sweet guy.
But he's really good at writing.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that is true.
So he probably has a way with words.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's probably sweet and nice.
Yeah.
And
I hope so.
When people are not as amazing, stunningly good looking, they usually have
a great, great, great personality.
Yes.
For
yes.
real.
Yes.
I'm not even kidding. That's mm-hmm. what I usually go towards.
Yeah.
Brainstorming!
And now we're doing brainstorming! Yeah. We just had to pause a little so I can put the sound in later.
Brainstorming! Brainstorming.
I haven't used that sound in a so while.
Can we?
I know, I'm excited to put that in again. But today on brainstorming, we're doing Marky Nation Astrology Etiquette Course number one. And
I need to learn about this because so, I don't know anything. Wait, yes. Also, I have to say something today in class. Okay. We have to do an assignment that we have to like create a unit on any topic. Mm-hmm. And she was like, it can be biology, astrology. Wow. And we were like,
got one.
I would write a whole paper about that. Mm. I really would.
I think right, I did. Like, I think one of my first essays here at Bowling Green was about astrology because really? It was like, explain something. And the professor was, I think I got like F on it.
What? Don't piss me off.
Because she was like, you can't validate your sources. And I was like, what do you want me to do? I explained it.
Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. But she's just dumb for saying astrology and not astronomy.
Is that what she meant?
Yeah.
I'm dumb.
So we were like.
I thought she was giving me an option. I'm like, dang, I would.
No. It was actually astronomy. And it was a group of all future science teachers. And we were like.
Come on,
girl. Anyway.
So, to start off, I'm going to say I'm not going to go through every single thing because that would take hours and hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to go very detailed into all of these things because that would also take hours and hours. But the things I am going to cover are what it even means, the whole practice, the cycle of the signs, the houses, and the different systems that people use to get the houses. And planets, and, oh, your travel tragedy.
Oh, we don't need to talk about that right now.
Okay.
That's a long-ass story. Next time on Survivor. Sorry, that's what they say at the end of the episodes.
So
next time on
to
Survivor.
Kick this off, astrology is not a personality indicator. We use astrology to see what types of experiences someone may have gone through or what may be coming for them in the future because of where the planets were when someone was born, mm-hmm. down to the very minute. And that's why it's very important, yeah. because even like sometimes differing seconds can change a sign, which will drastically change the course of somebody's life. And to start off, we're going to start off talking about the houses, because this is where it really kicks off. And in
like
astrology,
Harry Potter.
Yes. Well, not really. No. There's 12 of them. Okay. So there's 12 zodiac signs and there's 12 houses, but they are not the same thing.
Mm-mm.
They can get very convoluted together sometimes because like when you line it up, like, first house is Aries. Like, people can, like, get them a little bit confused. But they're not the same. But some of them do have very similar qualities. So we start off with the first house, which is, like, literally your body. So when you're born, when you leave your mother, the exact minute, whichever sign is on the horizon, that is your first house. So, like, I'm a Libra rising, which means I have the physical characteristics of a Libra.
Oh.
That's what people perceive you as,
yes,
at first.
Yes, exactly.
My rising's a Gemini.
Yes.
That's
and
what people perceive me as.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I think it really makes a lot of sense.
My features. I have a lot of, like, dark features, mm-hmm. too.
And I feel like this is going to sound weird, but I feel like Gemini risings are almost, like, elvish. Like, mm-hmm. not like Santa's elves, but like mystical elves.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Creatures.
Yeah. And also, they tend to be lacking in height.
That is true.
That I, what?
I'm average height. I'm 5'4". Yeah. That's average.
Yeah, come on.
And
I'm 5'5".
Oh, dang.
Well, we don't know your rising. Definitely. Guys, we have an issue with Chloe. We don't
Again, we don't know. And maybe I could just call the hospital.
Come on, they gotta have it.
No.
I know.
Yeah. But we're gonna get to the bottom of it. So, after the first house, which is, like, how... And a lot of people like to say it's, like, a mask that you put on. But really, it's, like, your social personality. Mm-hmm. And... I feel like that makes so much sense, and I tried to fight it for so long because I have beef with Libras. Mm-hmm. I have such beef with Libras, but
me with
Libra
Geminis.
Sun signs, yeah. And what I've learned, which I'll get into this maybe at a different episode, when you connect,
we have beef.
When you connect the sun and the rising, like if you have the same rising sign as someone's sun sign, you can tend to be irritated by them faster because the sun sign person, so the sun is like the qualities that you're trying to learn or like that's your destiny that you're going towards. Mm-hmm. And the rising sign already has all of those qualities within them because that's what they were born with. Mm-hmm. So the rising sign person can see the sun sign person as kind of trying too hard because like the sun sign person doesn't necessarily know like what they're trying to get at, and the rising sign person already knows. Depending on the sign, I feel like for Libras it's definitely true because every single Libra that I met has pissed me off in some way.
I'm dead.
No hate to Libras that are listening, but I have been pissed off multiple times.
I don't even know a Libra.
I don't know any Libras. That's what I was gonna say. I feel like it's rare to fall like.
You're lucky. So many people that I went to school with are Libras. Like genuinely, I feel like every single there was like the month of October birthday, and it was very frustrating.
Oh wait,
in high
I know
school.
Some Libras. I guess.
I probably.
But like, I'm not friends with them, so.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a reason.
Anyway, I need to stay on track because I don't want to go too crazy. Okay. So after the first house, we go to the second house. The second house is your value system and like morals and also things that you value and like materialism and things like that. The third house is going to be like the way that you communicate with other people, your siblings, your neighbors, like close family, and also short distance travel. The fourth house is your family. Like this is like usually it's your mom, I believe, or like a motherly figure towards you, or whichever parent was like the most nurturing to you. And it's also your privacy because it's the lowest point in the chart. And so this is like where you see like hidden qualities of someone usually. And then we get to the fifth house, which is like pleasure, we have like vacations maybe, things you love to do, happiness, laughing. And then the sixth house, has been always very confusing to me because it's like everyday stuff, like everyday work. It's kind of, I don't really know how to understand it in context. The seventh house, so once we get to the seventh house, we are at, so picture your chart in a circle. We start at the first house, and then we go down, and once we get to the seventh house, we're opposite the first house, and we're going up into the air, and this means that we're going into your outside life. So your seventh house is where you start connecting with other people, like your relationships and your like significant others, and it's usually symbolized with marriage or business contracts, things like that. Your eighth house is going to be... death, loans,
death.
Inheritance, like other people's money.
Eighth?
Yes,
eighth
your
house?
Eighth house is death.
Wow,
but it's not necessarily how you die. It could be like where you like, it's
downfall.
Like the dark night of the soul almost, or like where you'll have trouble with the law because like you're breaking the law or something like that. Like you're breaking these contracts that you started in the seventh house into the eighth. And then we get to the ninth house, which is education. And also, this is long-distance travel. And then we get to the 10th house, which is, like, what you'll be known for. So it's, like, the opposite of the 4th house when we get to the 10th house. And so this is like your legacy, what you're going to be known for when you're old. And everybody like thinks that this is like the career that they need to go into. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm liking to see it more as like, no matter what you try to like do with your life, your 10th house is going to be what you're remembered for after you've died. Oh. And then your 11th house is going to be like social circles, your friendships, social movements. And then we get into the 12th house, which is like entering the spirit world, like release, secrets, mystery, like mm-hmm. esoteric shit like that. So that's all the houses. And then on top of the houses, we have the signs, which move in seasons. As we know, it's Pisces season right now. Yay. So it starts with Aries, and then we move to Taurus. So Aries is a fire sign. It always goes fire, earth, air, water. Fire, earth, air, water. So it starts with Aries, which is a fire sign, Taurus, earth sign, Gemini, which is an air sign, and then Cancer, which is a water sign. And then it goes to Leo, which is a fire sign, Virgo, which is an earth sign, Libra, which is an air sign, and then Scorpio, which is a water sign, and then Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and then Pisces. And on top of each of the signs, they're also, like, we have fire, earth, air, water. We also have a cardinal sign, a fixed sign, or a mutable sign. A cardinal sign is a sign that will bring the energy of beginnings. So Aries starts the zodiac. It is a cardinal sign. It brings spring. Mm. And so you can kind of, like, all of the cardinal signs are starting on the equinox of, like, the fall equinox, spring equinox, like, summer, whatever. It starts mm-hmm. a season. Yeah. The cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. So you have one of each element inside of the triplicity.
Oh, mm-hmm. that's interesting.
And then for fixed signs, which fixed signs are the middle of the season, they're normally seen as very conservative types of energy. They like to keep things the same, and they're very mm-hmm. principled. These are Taurus, Leo, Aquarius, and Scorpio. And then mutable signs, which kind of takes a mix of the energy of cardinal and fixed. Like, it's very wishy-washy kind of energy. It can kind of flow and be malleable. Is Pisces, Sagittarius, Gemini, and Virgo. So that's all of the triplicities, along with the elements, along with the signs.
Okay, where do the houses, like, does so, everyone have each house? Is that your
yes,
own?
Yes, every like, single yeah. person. So depending, oh, I should have talked about this. So depending on the kind of astrologer you are, there are different house systems that you use. And so I usually use Placidus. But there's also Whole Sign House, Equal House, Coke House, and these these different house, or maybe it's Cock.
Oh, that's
it's
worse.
K O C H, whichever.
I've been like staring at houses this whole time. Yeah.
Wait. So, what Placidus does is it changes your house shape by where you were born. So, like, I'm pretty sure where we live, like, your house, my third house is larger, or the sign is larger, or the sound of the house is smaller. Not too sure. So all you need to remember is with Placidus, the shape of the houses will shrink or get larger for different parts of your chart for where you live.
Okay.
For a whole sign house, all of the houses are the same size, and they line up exactly with the zodiac sign.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you can't, like, You can't go over or under, like, every sign is lined up. And I think this is where things get really confusing. I have a little bit of beef with whole sign. It's the traditional way to do it. Mm-hmm. But I think this is why the signs and the houses get so mixed up together.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do whole sign, the signs line up exactly with the house. So you automatically equate the sign with the house. Which isn't always necessarily true, but like, is when you start with the rising sign and whole sign, everything else is equal throughout, and everything just lines up, and you can't really have signs that go over into other houses or like mixing energies.
Wait,
like that.
I have a question about the houses.
Yeah.
So, is it like in certain times of the year you're in different houses, or is it just like
more like different years of your life?
Yeah, okay. Like, so like when I was like a teenager or something, I'd be in a different house.
Like right now, 21, mm-hmm. that is a 10th house perfection year, which means it's very focused on like, which is honestly insane, because as soon as I turned 21, I started thinking, like, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah, literally.
Like, where am I going? What am I going to be leaving behind? Like, and you go through cycles, like, every year has its own perfection year. And it's, like, I think, yeah, it's, like, year one. Actually, I think it's a year off of, like, being every 12, like, every other year. Because when you're 0 to 1 would be your first house.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're 1 to 2. Does that make sense? Like,
mm-hmm. I don't know. Then when I'm like 22, it'll be 11th house. And then 23 would be my 12th.
Yep.
And then when I go back to 1.
And a lot of people say when you turn 23 is like dark night of the soul for the whole year. Because things start getting murky and you're like, what's actually happening?
Wait, I'm scared.
So, yeah, things can get a little crazy.
So then once you're done with the 12th house, do you just go back to 1?
Mm-hmm. It goes, it's
so
like a cycle.
Is the first year.
Oh, my gosh. This is what I should have explained before I get so ahead of myself.
Well, that's why I'm asking questions.
Yes, good idea. Everything in astrology moves in cycles. So when you look at your birth chart, it should be a circle, which is another reason why I don't like CoStar, because when they show you your chart, it isn't necessarily a circle. They show you like a little square.
Yeah, I didn't
with
like
it.
That.
Yep.
They have a circle?
Yeah, they recently did that I first did it. They only had the square.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't piss.
So when you see the circle, you can see it kind of like going around, and then you'll end it right back up.
It's like...
Mm-hmm.
Oh...
I should add a little picture maybe in the Instagram post of what it should look like.
Yeah, and whenever it goes, your houses and your signs, how they're different and how they project to like different parts of your houses.
Yes.
I never understood that part. Like where
aspects, the lines, is that what you're talking about? Yeah. The lines between the planets?
Yeah, for each house.
Okay, so what you're talking about. Okay. So I did just look at Audrey's phone, and she was talking about the aspects between the planets in your chart. So when you see your birth chart, there should be like red or blue lines that like crisscross around your chart. And that is going to be the relationship that your planets have with each other within your birth chart. Mm-hmm. And I'll talk a little bit about that after I introduce each of the planets. So... let's start with your sun sign. So your sun sign is going to tell you like your kind of your destiny and your like deep personality. So like whereas your rising sign is like social personality, I would say sun sign is more of a deep personality. And then we go to your moon sign, which is usually represented by your mom. What your relationship was with your mom and how that translates into your subconscious emotional well-being. It doesn't always have to be your mom. It can be like the nurturing figure in your life, whether or not that figure was nurturing to you can have a huge impact on your emotional well-being. And then we have Venus, which is usually seen as how you love, and I I heard this a few months ago. I like to see Venus as the way that we process our feelings. So like your moon sign is your initial reaction, and then your Venus sign is going to be how you process those feelings afterwards. And then Mercury is how you communicate with other people and how you think and your creativity. And your Mars sign is your aggression towards other people, your assertiveness. I think a good way of thinking of Mars is like, when you're under pressure, how are you going to act? And then we have Jupiter, which is going to be like your luck, or it could, sometimes people see it as your husband. Yeah. I don't know if I usually, I don't know how I feel about that, because it takes a while for Jupiter to move. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, does that mean everybody's husband at a certain time is going to be a certain way? But then we get into the nuances of the houses, which can change how like an aspect is. And then Saturn, which, oh my gosh, Saturn. Saturn is the long teacher. So Saturn is gonna like put you through karma, like all of these hard lessons, so that you can learn like really hard lessons. Did I just say that twice? Saturn is going to put you through shit, guys.
Yeah.
And when Kacey Musgraves says her Saturn has returned, when she was like 27 to 30, Saturn is going back through the sign that it was when she was born, and it's coming for blood. It is going to make sure that you're on the right track, and it's going to make sure that you are able to deal with the next step in your life. After that, we have, so these next few planets aren't necessarily very important because they're generational planets. They take years and years, like 20 at the least, to move. So these are generational planets because like every 20 years it moves. So that's a new generation for the planet. Neptune, which is going to be like dreams or like stuff dealing with reality. Uranus, which is
Uranus.
My bad. Uranus is like,
wait, is it not Uranus?
No, it's Uranus.
Wait, what?
Uranus,
yeah.
My astrology, what? I mean, my astronomy teacher was like really Uranus. Stern on it.
So, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
And Uranus is like, sometimes Uranus can be seen as like explosions or like war cycles. After that, we have Pluto, and Pluto is changing signs right now. So Pluto is moving into Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
Pluto is going to be like social transformation, like different power dynamics, magnetism. A lot of people equate it with Scorpio, but it moves way too long. Like if you're a Scorpio, stop looking at Pluto. You're taking, it's going to be 30 years before that sign moves, and you're gonna be looking at that damn description for years and years and years, thinking
and it won't
nothing
change.
Is changing.
Yeah.
Stop. If you're a Scorpio, look at Mars. Oh, I should have thought about. Okay, so I'll talk about aspects, and then I'll talk about the signs being ruled by the planets. So, the aspects in your chart are these lines that go crisscross, whatever. So, planets can like see each other, air quotations, and how they see each other in the chart is like a reaction, and that creates boundaries or a good relationship for you between the signs and the houses. So you can have a trine, a sextile, a square, or an opposition, and then there are a bunch of little ones that we don't really need to worry about. A trine is between, it's like a little square or a little triangle kind of, and that means that the relationship between the planets is very beneficial. So you can, like, if you look at the description of the aspect and you use those qualities, like, you can use them to your advantage pretty much. Square is where you're going to have trouble because the planets got beef and they don't really like where they're sitting next to each other pretty much. And this is where you might have some issues with different aspects depending on where it is in your houses and the signs. Opposition is kind of what it sounds like. It's when a planet and another planet are right across from each other. Sometimes it, I don't really like to see this as a bad thing, but sometimes it can be like the planets don't see it eye to eye. I'm speaking of the planets like they're people, but like they're not, of course. But like the way that they act out in your chart is like a person.
Yeah.
And then we have sextile, which is like kind of a less strong trine, and it has kind of the same effect that a trine does. And then there's like a whole bunch of little small ones that we don't need to worry about. But the planets rule different signs. So Aries is ruled by Mars. Taurus is ruled by Venus. Gemini is ruled by Mercury. Cancer is ruled by the Moon. Leo is ruled by the Sun. Virgo is ruled by Mercury. Libra is ruled by Venus. Scorpio is ruled by Mars. Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn. Aquarius is also ruled by Saturn. And Pisces is ruled by Jupiter. So each planet rules two signs, which means other than like the intergenerational planets, whatever. And this means that a planet can act out in different ways depending on the rulership. And like, I feel like this is really, I feel like a really good example of this is like Libra and Taurus, where Libra loves, like, they're both very concerned with beauty, but Libra's beauty is much more in calculations and design, where Taurus's beauty is looking at like chaos and being like, oh my God, I like, if you look out into a garden that's full of like flowers and bees bustling and like ants all over the place and like your flowers are blooming and you're growing vegetables and things are going crazy and everything's crazy, but also in harmony at the same time because they're working together. Taurus is like, oh my God, that's my favorite place in the world. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's a really good like way to describe planets ruling two signs, because it can get a little confusing between the two, like Scorpio and Aries both being ruled by Mars, like a fire sign and a water sign. What do they have in common? They don't really, but how
feisty.
Yeah, exactly. Scorpios are very, I feel like Scorpios, if we had to put it into like a character, a Scorpio would be like the war general. Yeah. And Aries would be like, I just always see Aries as a goat. I'm like, you guys are just freaking goats butting your heads into everybody's business. Yeah. not to be rude. There are so many Aries that are so sweet, but when you
both
guys...
Both my parents are Aries.
Yeah, you know.
It's all making sense. I'm sure
my mom's an Aries, too.
Drove the thing was an Aries.
Really?
The ice cream
truck.
That's
crazy. Thank God you didn't tell me that before. Because I would have been like, whoa, that is so perfectly fit. And so, yeah, I don't know how much more I really... I'm nervous. Nervous about... Oh, guys.
What's your favorite sign?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh.
And what's your least favorite
so
sign?
So maybe I should phrase this in which sign I've been able to get along with the most.
Yeah.
Damn. See, my... Okay, so my two very, very best friends are Virgos.
I was going to say...
Virgos and, I didn't even talk about sister signs. So every sign has a sister sign, which means that the sign is opposite to the sign that you're, like, I'm a Pisces. The opposite of me is a Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
The opposite of Gemini is Sagittarius. The opposite of Cancer is Capricorn. The opposite of Leo is... Aquarius, and then the opposite of Libra is Aries, and I think I just covered them all.
Did
I miss any?
Wait, did you say Taurus?
The opposite of Taurus is Scorpio.
Okay.
and like Aries and Libra, of course. And this means that, like, it's kind of like the same, oh my God, what am I saying?
Like compatibility.
Two sides of the same coin. So.
Like heads and tails.
Yeah. They aren't always compatible.
Yeah.
But they're on the same wavelength.
Sag and Gemini, they can be very silly together. Mm-hmm. But what were they going to fight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also Aries and Libra, because Libra is so accommodating and Aries doesn't give a shit about that stuff.
No.
And Libra gets really pissed at Aries when really they just need to take a little bit out of Aries' cake and not give so much of a F.
Mm-hmm.
Fear.
And I feel like with Pisces and Virgo, like, they're both very creative.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's like...
But the way that Virgo is creative, like, Virgo will see a Pisces creativity as, like, messy. Does that make sense? Because Virgos are very planned people.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, like, they... It's kind of freeing for them because they are so focused on the plan. When they see someone that's not focused at all, they're like... That stresses me out, but like in a good way.
Yeah, because that's sense? Definitely how Pisces are. We're just like so caught up in the daydream that we just like engulf ourselves in it, and we just think so much about it, and we're just like, oh.
I know, and it's almost like
we just like
it's like imprisonment almost. Yeah, like we're trapped
it's
like, here.
Yeah, and it's hard to do anything about what you want to do. You just want to keep thinking about it because, like, I don't know. At least for me, sometimes it's like. It's like I just want to keep those as dreams sometimes, you know? It's like sometimes I don't want to
ruin. Because you don't want to ruin it.
Exactly, because if you get there, then you're going to be like, oh, well, I'm bored. Like, you want to.
Or
just
it's not what you thought it was going to be. Like, especially with, like, I feel like with traveling, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you think, oh, my God, this place is going to be, like, as beautiful as the film that I saw it.
Exactly.
And then you get there and you're like, wait, I'm seeing it through my eyes. Yeah. I'm not looking at a film camera right
now. Exactly.
Another thing I want to talk about is the different friends that I've seen with different signs.
Mm-hmm.
The friends that I've seen the most have been, like, somehow, some way, a Gemini is always going to be friends with a Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, but every single Virgo that I've met has been friends with a Gemini. And whether it's for better or for worse, they're always friends. And also Virgo and Aries, I feel like. I feel like Pisces really likes to stick with the other water signs.
Yes, 100%.
Because they're like Pisces can be so emotional and other signs just dismiss that.
Mm-hmm.
Pisces and Taurus... Or Pisces and Scorpio, or with Cancer.
I love Tauruses.
Mm-hmm.
Big heart goes out to all my Tauruses.
The only
except
thing...
for Scorpios, I can't do Scorpios. But somehow, I just constantly attract Scorpios.
It's because...
And I'm sick of it.
Like, I know. I think it's because Scorpios, like, they like to think that they're mysterious. But the real mystery is in a Pisces.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
It's
that's
like,
all I'll say on that.
Yeah, they get... I feel like, they, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, Scorpios are like, ooh, like, I love a good Pisces because I feel like I love their dreams and their aspirations and, like, how they are and how they present themselves. Mm-hmm. And then they get there and they meet a Pisces and they're like, ugh, like, I just, like, can't keep up with them.
Yeah.
They love the idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like with Sagittarius, maybe.
I love Sagittarius.
I know. I've had really...
I haven't like, really had too many bad experiences.
No, I used to think that I didn't really like Sages, but the more
they're
that I meet,
so
I'm like, dang, you get me.
Yeah,
and I think
they're funny. They have the best humor.
Yeah, seriously,
out of all of my
Sagittarius
sort.
Really. Sagittarius and Gemini, the one thing they do have in common is that sense of humor.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they know how to make you laugh. That's
yeah.
for sure.
Fair.
What? And also, Sagittarius and Pisces are both ruled by Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be another reason why we have, like, things in common.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think is friends with Leos?
No one. Just kidding.
I love Leos. Okay. I do.
I
feel like they're also, like, emotional, and that's why, like, I kind of, like, I don't know. I feel like
they're very territorial.
Yeah.
Leos are very territorial, and when they have their friends, they have their friends, and they're locked in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Leos are like, serious about their friends.
My ex is a Leo.
OMG. Well, my dad's a Leo. I mean, he might be crazy, but he don't play about his family. And I feel like Leos also do well with Geminis because Geminis are going to tease the shit out of a Leo, and Leos are just going to take it.
Yeah.
But I feel like where it gets weird is, like, sometimes, like, Pisces will try to do the same with a Leo, and Leos, like, break down. They're oh, like, yeah. Oh, my God.
100%. Yeah. I can verify that for you guys.
I need to do, like, a whole study on each of these. But it's so hard because every single person isn't just, like, a Pisces or a Gemini. Also, like, I'm a Pisces, but I also have a Taurus moon. I have a Libra rising. I have a Leo Jupiter. I have a Aquarius Venus. Like,
oh my gosh, yeah.
I think also
I have a whole list of just like the worst signs you can possibly have. It's like,
all right. Let's see what I think of it. Let's see what I think.
Gemini. Well, my rising in Saturn, Gemini. My Jupiter's a Leo. My Pluto and Mars, Sagittarius. My Venus is a Capricorn. My Moon, Neptune, Mercury, and Uranus is Aquarius. And then my Sun's Pisces.
So, I'm going to say something. You're a Sagittarius being Mars. Your Mars being in Sagittarius.
It's probably the reason why my friends left me.
Yeah, seriously. Because when a Sag Mars gets angry,
it's bad.
What are they doing?
That's why, like, I don't want to get into too much detail because I know I did some.
And it just happened.
But you're honest about it. I am very honest about how you got angry.
Yeah. I just wish they would realize their own issues. But
what is the word flippant? Is that the right word? Flippant? Someone being flippant? I feel like that's a good describing word for a Sag Mars. Flippant.
Flippant? Like flippant?
Hey Siri, what does the word flippant mean?
I keep thinking you're saying flip it.
Yeah, me too.
Not showing a serious or respectful attitude. Like, like how you talked about those police officers, like you just went up and you didn't give a fuck. You were like, guys, I'm not going to jail. You can't do this.
No, I know. That's what I told him. I was like, there is literally nothing I did illegal. Give me one thing I did illegal, because knocking on the door was not illegal.
Yeah.
I didn't threaten them. I did not harass them. I'm allowed to talk to someone. It's not illegal. Okay.
I'm dead.
I didn't walk. And plus, again, like, how was I being rude if I was outside on my balcony?
Right, exactly. And you're trying to enjoy your time, too.
And it was only, not that it was, like, it was a little late, but it wasn't, like, seriously late. It was only, like, not even midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just right around midnight.
What?
And the quiet hour started at, like, 11. It was, I think Monday or Tuesday. I can't even remember. It's all foggy. I can't remember.
But still, it's spring break.
You're there to have fun. It's spring break.
We're in Florida.
I had a rough week. I want to die over my classes right now. So let me
everybody
drink.
Else in Florida is fucking that job.
I just turned 21. Like, seriously.
Come on. Well, I know I may not have covered everything that you guys may have wished I have covered for this. And I will do a part two, maybe, like, maybe it's just a Mark episode. Maybe because I feel like I get so distracted when I explain things that I can get off track. And maybe I just need to sit at my computer with a microphone and be like, okay, this is this, this is this, this is this.
But I kind of want to learn.
Yeah, well, I'll be there to teach you. And I have a whole workbook if you guys want to. I got it from this author's website, Benabal Wen.
Okay.
She has her astrology course.
You didn't get that from TikTok Shop?
Nope. I'm dead. She does mostly traditional astrology. I haven't gone through the whole workbook. She's mainly focused on traditional, but I do like the way that she phrases things, and she does do, she goes over contemporary and traditional astrology all together, and she has so many examples to work through, and she will print off your own chart, and she'll help you work through your own thing, and you can email her, talk to her about the course if you have questions or anything. And it's really not expensive for this giant ass book.
Does
I think I paid $75.
Does she like charge for her services?
Yeah, for the book. Well, when you email her and stuff, I don't think.
Because I've been emailing an astrologer.
Oh.
For like 4 years now.
Really?
Her name is Mary. Let me see if I can find her at Mary@astromary.com. Ooh. Reach out to her. She actually has stuff for cheap prices. And she is always spot on.
Yeah.
Like, she's always spot on.
Do you do, like, Zoom calls, or does she, like...
No, we've just been emailing back and forth.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I've only purchased her thing, like, one time.
Was it, like, a reading?
Or? She tells me about, like, upcoming things. She's like, Audrey, things are going to be changing soon. And she told me that, like, my whole month of February was such a great month for me so far. And, like, leading up to my birthday. And she was like, Audrey, there's going to be two big hard days in this month for you.
What?
It came true, and she was totally right.
That's,
I was like,
crazy.
She's always right. She tells me everything about, from like my love life to my education to just like my own emotion, just everything. She's amazing.
That's great. Yeah.
I think she's from France.
I kind of really hope that I can be that educated about it someday, because like sometimes I feel really in tune, like when I'm reading someone's chart, I can be like, oh, this means this, like this is how your childhood went. And other days I'm like, I have no clue. But I also I have a little, oh, I need to drop the apps. Okay, yes. Guys, if you are interested,
I'm looking these apps.
So we have, I have Time Passages, which is, it costs $1. If you just want to look at your chart, use Time Nomad. And then if you want something that's kind of good for every day, I would use Astro Future. And that's it. And that's all I have for today.
Yay!
Yay! Thank you for coming, Audrey.
Thank you for coming on, Audrey.
Thank you for having me on. I feel so honored. Love you guys.
We're so,
so
happy you're here.
Welcome back anytime.
Oh, I will come back anytime you want me to.
I'm dead.
Let me know if you guys want me.
Of course.
Of course.